Hello everyone. In my previous video recording, we discussed how we can use log parser in our preliminary investigation for denial of service attack, wherein we discussed how to analyze the patterns of requests from different sources based upon the client IP addresses or X forwarded for IP addresses if we are behind a load balanced environment. Once we confirm or once we suspect there is something wrong or there is some abnormal pattern in the requests from a specific client IP or from a specific source, then the next step that we would like to do is to confirm whether that particular IP address is a legitimate IP address or something which needs to be blocked. So probably we might need to do a reverse DNS lookup to find out the host name associated with that particular IP address to find out whether that is a legitimate IP address or not. So we have a lot of tools nowadays. We can make use of NS lookup. We can make use of ping-a to perform the reverse DNS lookup. So for example, ping-a 127.0.0.1, the IP address, will give us the host name, the DNS host name associated with that particular IP address. So we can make use of this, or we can make use of NS lookup followed by the IP address to basically perform a reverse DNS lookup. But consider a scenario wherein we are experiencing or we are suspecting a distributed denial of service attack, wherein we might suspect hundreds and thousands of IP addresses wherein we might be receiving abnormal traffic. So in those kind of situations, performing a ping-a or an NS lookup for each and every hundred or thousands of those IP addresses is going to be a tiresome task, isn't it? So we can make use of log parser itself to perform reverse DNS lookup for all the IP addresses which are located, which are recorded in our IaaS logs or in our application log files. There is an inbuilt function available with log parser called reverse DNS. We can make use of the reverse DNS function itself to perform the reverse DNS lookup for all the IP addresses. So this is a simple query wherein we select the client IP and we are performing the reverse DNS lookup for that particular client IP address from a log file location, and I'm grouping by client IP address. So this command is going to give me the client IP address as well as the reverse DNS name, the DNS name, the host name of that particular client IP address located or saved in the DNS entries. But only one thing which needs to be taken care when we run this particular command is this is going to take a little while if our log file size is very huge or if we have millions of requests or millions of different unique client IPs recorded in our IaaS log files. But this is going to be really helpful in situations wherein we are analyzing or investigating for a denial of service kind of situations, a distributed denial of service kind of situations especially. Not just client IP addresses, there are a lot of other fields as well in the IaaS logs which we can leverage for our denial of service attack investigation. One specific field is, you know, CS method. So we might be interested in looking at the differences in a normal as well as an abnormal traffic for the different HTTP methods like get, put and post, etc. So this is a very simple command. If you are aware, the CS method is the default field in IaaS, which is going to log the HTTP method associated with each and every requests. So if we run this simple command, this is going to select all the CS method and the number of requests for the CS method, which are located in my IaaS logs. We can compare this particular output with a normal scenario wherein we don't have any kind of issues to understand, are we seeing any differences in the pattern or is it something abnormal here in these requests? There is one other field called HTTP status codes. So are we seeing multiple errors? In most of the cases, whenever we are experiencing a denial of service kind of scenarios, we might see lot of 500s, a lot of 302, a lot of 400 error messages being sent out by the server. So analyzing, are we sending out lot of error messages or are we recording lot of error messages for that particular point in time as well, might give us little clue on what might be going wrong during that particular time of denial of service attacks. So we might be interested in finding out or analyzing the patterns of the HTTP status code sent by the server for all the requests for that particular point in time. So you can run the simple query. I'm just selecting the status code along with the number of hits or the number of requests which received this particular status code as hits from my IIS log file. So when we compare this output with the normal output, we might get some insights on what might be going wrong as well. And one more very important thing to note in the IIS logging field is the user agent string. Especially when we have a web app, web servers or a web API hosted in IIS, which is consumed only by some kind of special clients. For example, I might have a web service which is hosted in IIS, and I might have a console application or a terminal based application written, which is the one which is expected to consume that particular web service. Let's say an internal application or an internal web service for a shopping complex or for a supermarket. So only those terminal or console based applications are expected to access that particular web service or a web API. Whereas a normal web based application, a normal website will be accessed by hundreds of different user agents, hundreds of different browsers, different versions of browsers. So when we have some kind of web service wherein we expect it needs to be only accessed by a specific user agent, then we might be interested in looking at the IIS logs if we are suspecting a denial of service attack to see, are we seeing any user agents which are different, which are other than the actual user agents that are expected to access my application. So you can run a very simple query. The CS user agent is the field wherein the IIS logs the user agent information for each and every requests that it processes. So if we run this, we'll get to know what are all the user agents and the number of requests made by those specific user agents. And if we are expecting some user agents not to make requests to our web servers or web API, we can go ahead and write a request restriction rule, block all the requests based on the user agents. We can make use of URL rewrite itself, or we can even block specific user agents according to our custom HTTP module or custom HTTP handler level as well. With these IIS logs, we can easily start our investigation for denial of service attack. But with just IIS logs, we'll not be able to conclude whether our server has experienced a denial of service attack or not. There are other places as well that we need to look into. In my next video recording, we'll discuss how we can use LogParser to analyze HTTP API logs in our investigation for denial of service attack. Thanks a lot for watching.